You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey folks, this is Cary Oberbrunner and you are listening to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 77. 30 days to a bigger stage, how to leverage publicity so you can amplify your message with my special guest today only, Joel Kessel. Hey, welcome, Joel.
Hey, Cary, thanks. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you your formal introduction here in a moment, but anytime I come across someone who can really help our tribe get better results in a certain area, hey, I'm up for bringing them on. By the way, just this week, two people requested, can I be your guest? The answer is no, because they're going to push their own products and promotion. But Joel's a guy who I thought he can add value. Why? Because I've used Joel myself. In other words, I've with my past book, Day Job to Dream Job, there was a time where he hooked me up with a pretty significant article. Remember that one, Joel?
Yeah, I do. Yahoo Finance.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Got a lot of views on that, but you kind of connected me with that. And I'm a big fan of getting our messages in media. So I know you're going to teach us a mini lesson here in just a moment. But before we jump into that, really quick announcements. Want to invite you guys and gals, to a very special webinar coming up this next week. July 20th, 1 p.m. Eastern. Here's the only thing you need to do. Text PUBLISH, P-U-B-L-I-S-H, to 33444. So again, text PUBLISH to 33444. Folks, we're going to get into authors, into content with Joel in a moment, but I'm telling you, the thing that shifted my life was when I became published. Joel, I know you know a lot of thought leaders out there, but when somebody gets a book done and is able to basically share with the world, hey, I am credible, I'm an expert on this topic. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the interviews come easier if someone has a book versus not having a book, all things considered equal? What do you think, Joel?
Absolutely, because you just said it. It adds a lot of credibility right out of the gate. So, you know, I teach a lot of authors to lead with their message, because that's the platform that's going to take them longer. But the book is a moment in time. Mm. And once they launch that book, it's instant credibility, because there's a strong message, obviously, in that book. And that's the hook that's going to help them get some of those interviews. Fantastic. Because there is that credibility.
Fantastic. Well, on this webinar, folks, I'm going to blow some myths. I'm going to say, look, you don't need to settle for traditional publishing. You don't need to settle for self-publishing. Either way, it has pros and cons, but a lot of times the cons are major drawbacks. So I'm going to pull back the curtain, give you guys my very best, teach you how to create a six-figure business around your book instead of just a $16 book. I'll teach you how to get engagement when you don't have a big platform, and all kinds of other fantastic stuff. But real quick shout out to a few of you who reviewed the podcast this week. That would be La Loma and Suzanne Rose. Thank you so much for your recent reviews on iTunes. Again, if you want me to mention your name, go ahead and do that. And what a fantastic oxygen in my life this week, just to see you two brilliant people saying that you got value. And what I love most is the application. In fact, your review says that I'm applying what I'm learning. And so, Joel, I know today that's going to be what people should do. So get a pen and a paper. If you're not running, if you're not driving, if you can stop, pull over, whatever, you'll want to do that, because Joel's going to give us some gold in the sense of 20-year veteran. In fact, let me give you his bio right here. It says, And again, I've known Joel for at least 5 years, but what I've known about him is that he is a 20-year-plus veteran in media relations, and he's going to talk today about discovering three things. If you need to do this, folks, listen up. If you need to penetrate your market, the world's noisy. If you want to know how to penetrate your market, how to plow through your fears, it's not real popular, but a lot of times people have fears about getting on interviews. You kind of want to get on an interview, but you're scared. You don't know what to do. Joel's going to talk about that. And then how to prepare to be a rock star in your industry, which is really important for a lot of us today. Joel's focus as a communications advisor is to help people who are doing meaningful work get their story out in a meaningful way so they can have a larger impact on the people that they serve. Throughout his career, he's developed a specialization in strategy and media relations, which has garnered attention for his clients in numerous publications, including me, but in outlets such as USA Today, New York Times, Associated Press, the CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, and Columbus Business First. So Joel, I am ready to get to this 30 days to a bigger stage. That's going to help all of our friends, fans, and followers. So Joel, why even talk about this? Why are we talking about 30 days to a bigger stage?
Yeah, because everyone is looking for a way to raise awareness, get their message out, because there's 127,000 different ways to connect and engage with our audience, it seems like. And we can't do it all. And that's part of the problem or part of the frustration is there's so many ways that I think a lot of people feel overwhelmed. And before they even think about media relations, it's what are the right channels for me? Mm. So this program talks at a high level, and then we drill down into earned media, which is the media relations. But when we're thinking about our media relations, you know, one thing I talk to people about is be thinking about how this fits in with your overarching marketing communications strategy, because there's a lot of different ways. We don't have the capacity to use 127,000 channels. We have the capacity to maybe do 4 to 8, somewhere in there. Now, the challenge is, well, which 4 to 8 do we use, and how does media relations fit into that strategy?
Fantastic. Love it. So let's talk about that a little bit. Jump in, man. You have this little thing that you've done for my private authors, which I'll tell you what, you did it the other day. The comments were off the charts. People even just a few minutes ago saying, listen to the, Angela just said that, just listen to the call the other day. It was fantastic. It's going to help me get my book out. Joel, people want to get their message out. Give us a mini lesson. I might stop you along the way.
Yeah.
But talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's really 4 main pieces to this bigger stage program. It's focused on authors, and it's really helping authors get publicity for their book. And, you know, part of that frustration is there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of competition when it comes to people publishing their book. You know, the number of self-published books has increased 437%. Since 2008. That is huge. Mm. So I know there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people out there that have something to say. Mm. I was curious and I Googled the phrase, I wrote a book, now what do I do? Mm. There were more than 40 million results, just further validating that there is a lot of stuff going on out there and people are looking for help. And, you know, the other day before we jumped on that call with all of your author students, I asked the question on Facebook, what one word comes to mind when you think about getting publicity? And some of the comments that came back were trepidation, yikes. Hmm. Somebody said, I'm clueless. So there's a lot of anxiety. And you talked about it there at the beginning that people, they want the interview, they want the publicity, but there's some fear there. They're scared to actually do the interview. And this program will really, you know, we talk about plowing through your fears. We're going to give you so much confidence. We're going to give you a process and approach to follow that it's a no-brainer. And things are going to happen if you follow that process and approach. So real quickly, if I can give you that high-level view, those 4 areas, it really starts with planning and preparation. the better we're prepared, the better we're going to position ourselves to really knock this out of the park. Mm-hmm. So part of that is, well, what do we want to accomplish with this? What are our goals? Why do we want to get the media coverage? What is the call to action that we want readers, viewers, or listeners to take when we finish that interview with that reporter or that media outlet? So writing out some of those goals. You know, another area that I think some people tend to not put as much emphasis on is their audience. Hmm. We tend to always go after that shiny new thing in the corner when we really need to take a step back and think about, well, who are we talking to? Mm-hmm. Where are they? And how are they getting their information? I mean, for example, you look at Facebook Live. That's the new big thing.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's great. And it's going to go to the top of your Facebook feed. But my question is that where your audience is? Mm. So taking a step back and really thinking about who are we trying to connect and engage with, and where and how are they getting their information, that then is going to help us determine, well, what are those 4 to 5 or to 8 different communication channels that we're going to use to reach that audience. So it really is important to take a step back and identify and gain clarity on who your audience is.
Hey, on that point, I recently was listening to something where a business decided, believe it or not, to do traditional media commercials, because, and that's kind of like the lost art. Why would people even do that? Or direct mail. And what people realized is that these channels that have been, quote, been there, done that, they're old, obsolete. There's certain segments, certain target audiences that actually are on that. And it would be unwise to not do that.
Case in point. Yeah. Absolutely. You have to understand your audience. That's a great point. So once we establish, you know, our goals and our audiences, really get an understanding in that area, we want to then clarify our story. We want to clarify our elevator pitch or our value proposition, if you will. Mm-hmm. From there, map out your message map. Hey, right now, I've got that in front of me. I'm looking at my message map. Mm-hmm. That's what I use to help me have this conversation with you, with other media folks. It helps me prepare for new business client meetings that I might be having, but it really helps me stay on message and get the points out that I want to get out. Another piece is preparing a Q&A. Now, this Q&A document is really, really helpful because it's asking yourself, what are the questions I'm likely going to be asked? Mm-hmm. And what should I anticipate for? All right, well, if I get those questions, how am I going to answer them? And just bullet out what those answers are. You don't have to have every single word exact. Get your thoughts down so you can have a conversation like you and I are having. So when that question is asked, boom, I've already answered it. Role playing is a big helpful way to get prepared for some media interviews. Ask a spouse, a friend, a colleague, a trusted advisor, somebody to go through a Q&A session or role play session with you to really get your mind in the right right place.
Hey, and on that point, the other day one of our authors asked the question, what happens if an interviewer asks you a question that isn't really on topic or isn't a place that you want to go? And I thought you handled that so well. In other words, when you develop this Q&A document, I think it's good for the interviewer, but it's also good for you because you kind of know what are your non-negotiables that you have to talk about before this interview ends. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the technique I believe you're referring to is the bridging technique. And one of the reasons we have the message map and the Q&A is to help us stay on message, because I think what happens a lot of time and is part of the fear factor in going into an interview is, well, what are they going to ask me?
Yep.
It's question, answer, question, answer. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know what? I have more control over this conversation than one might think. Mm. I have an agenda. I have talking points. I have a message that I want to get across. How are you going to answer some of those questions in a way that ensures you get your message out? So in that example, let's say you are asked a question that, you know what, you're not too familiar on, or it's not really in line with the message you want to get across. Address the question and then bridge back to what you do know and want to talk about. Mm. It's a classic technique that everybody uses. You know, you watch Sunday morning TV, those politicians, believe me, every single one of those people have been media trained, and bridging is the number one technique that they use to get back and talk about a message that they want to talk about. Now, one thing with the politicians is a lot of them don't even answer the question in the first place. They just go to what they want to talk about. So, but my counsel is answer the question, bridge then to your message or a point that you want to get across. That's where the message map and the Q&A are really, really valuable tools.
Awesome. So love that. And I feel like that's helping. So folks, right, I'm an action taker. So that's what we are with Igniting Souls podcast and tribe. So right now, Joel, what you've already said is for people who maybe have a book or they're in business, they want to get media gigs, you're saying right away, first of all, come up with your message map. Is that what you called it?
Yes.
And your message map is just in clear bullet points. What is a message map?
Yeah, basically a message map. Think of it in three phases or three columns. And I'm looking at mine right now. There's the problem, the challenge, or the opportunity. There's the solution. And then there are the results or the outcomes. So it's really important. What are the problems? I talked about it. Well, it's more of an opportunity. 437% increase in self-published books since 2008. Well, that's a problem and an opportunity. There's a lot of noise out there. So the solution then is I have a program that helps authors cut through the noise and rise to the top and get their message out via media relations. And the results, they're going to gain clarity. They're going to gain a lot more direction on how to penetrate their market, get in front of more people that need to hear their message. They're going to plow through their fears. They're going to gain way more confidence when these media opportunities happen. And they're going to be prepared to be a rock star. And I don't mean rock star in the sense that you're going to be this famous person. It's you are a thought leader. Mm-hmm. And you're going to increase your influence, your impact, and your credibility in a whole new way that you never thought possible. So what I just shared with you was my message map. I just talked through my message map. And that's what I think is really helpful for conversations like this. And anyone should have that tool at the ready so they can have that interview or that conversation whenever the moment occurs.
Because media people are busy. And if you make their job very hard, they're not going to want to interview you, or they're not going to want to share your name with their other contacts, because it was a lot of work. Would you agree with this?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you went there. I mean, the word easy. I mean, I can't stress that enough. It's our job as a communicator or a thought leader. If we're going out trying to get media awareness and set up interviews, we need to make it extremely easy for that reporter or that media influencer, because you're right, they are very busy. I mean, the media landscape has changed dramatically in the last 5 to 10 years, and it continues to change. I mean, think about this. 5, 10 years ago, it was a reporter's job to come up with a story idea, get approval from their editor, go out, interview a minimum of 3 resources, write the story, file it away, move on to the next one. Done. Nowadays, they're thinking about, well, how's this story going to play out on our website? Is it shareable? Mm-hmm. Meaning, are our readers online going to share this story through their social channels and get even more eyeballs on it? Mm-hmm. How's this going to play out? If we did a short video in conjunction with this story, how's that going to play out online? So they have to be thinking about digital marketing for their own media company as well. It's no longer just write the story and submit. It's all these other things. So with that, if we can come to the table and have a lot of those materials and pieces in place and make it easy for them to write that story, they're going to remember that. So in 3 to 6 months down the road, when they're looking for a valuable, reliable resource, they're likely going to remember you and how easy you made their job.
Fantastic. And what I think is so important, folks, I can't say this enough. Please hear me when I say this. I'm not trying to be rude. But if you go out in media and you say, I want media to talk about me and my message and my book, and I want to be the star of the show, you're going to be disappointed. Joel, share with us what should be the focus. If, you know, it's counterintuitive. I wrote the book. I mean, come on, you should care about what I say. Why is it important for authors to do what? What are they? What's their main job?
They're solving a problem. They're solving a pain point, a frustration, whatever is out there. And that's their job. Their book happens to address that problem or issue. But to lead with that, it's going to fall on deaf ears. But if you as an author or you as a business owner reach out to a reporter or a media outlet and address a specific trend or a problem that's happening in their market or in the industry, and oh, by the way, I have a solution to that, now they're going to listen. If I can share an example with you, because a lot of this, it is about knowing what's happening in your own industry.
Right.
And being part of that conversation and keeping a finger on the pulse. So if I can share an example with the National Runaway Safe Line, it's an organization I've been blessed to work with for more than 12 years. They're out of Chicago. They run a 1-800 runaway hotline for runaway and at-risk youth and their families. If you remember a few years ago, there's a 15-year-old boy in San Jose, California, who jumped into the wheel well of an airplane and flew to Hawaii. Well, the fact that he survived and made it is a miracle in and of itself. But the fact that he did that, a couple of days later, we find out, well, he ran from home. He had an argument with his parents, and he ran away from home. Well, we caught wind of that. The number one reason identified with callers to 1-800-RUNAWAY is family dynamics, meaning something is happening in the home, whether that's a fight, you know, drinking or abuse or whatever the case, something is happening in the home. So in this case, yeah, there was a fight in the home. Well, we reached out to the San Jose Mercury News, and guess what? Yeah, they wanted to talk to the executive director of the National Runaway Safe Line and talk about what are some warning signs that parents should be looking out for with their kids that they might be leaving home. So it turned into an opportunity for the National Runaway Safe Line to be part of a trend or a topic that was already happening in their industry. So that's a way for all of us to be thinking about our message and how we as thought leaders, because every author, I believe, is a thought leader. Obviously, they wouldn't be writing books. So how can they, as a thought leader, then stay on top of trends and things that are happening already out there and insert themselves as part of the conversation or an expert that has something to share to solve a certain problem?
Love it. And we see this all the time. Folks, if you need to, go watch whatever, Good Morning America one day or something. But I can almost hear the headlines before the commercial break, something like 10 ingredients in your kitchen cupboards that will kill your children if they use, right? I mean, this is what they do, right? And then,
yep.
And then up next, it's a little table and they have those 10 things, but then they have the author who wrote a book called whatever, you know, Kitchen Killing Agents or something. And they're the person who's now going to talk about the solution. So exactly what you're saying, Joel, I see this all the time, that authors think everyone's going to talk about them and their book when really, if they haven't done the work. Now, how do they do the work? You call this, a digital press kit or something?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things that before we even reach out to media, we want to have materials or a press kit in place. So when you do reach out and you pitch them on a story idea and they say, hey, that sounds great, send me some more information. That's going to be the first question they ask a lot of times. It's not, what do I send them? No, you already have it. It's a press kit that's housed on your website. So you simply send them an email with a link to that press kit. And here are some of the things that should be included in that press kit. It's obviously your bio. It's maybe a page on with data and statistics. Right there, we talked about being helpful. You're being extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. If you already do a lot of the research for them and share a lot of data and statistics with them that are in your industry or in your area of expertise, it's going to go a long way.
Love it.
A press release. What's the news that you're sharing? Launching a new book, but why are you launching that book? Again, it goes back to what's the problem? What's the frustration out there? What's the newsworthy angle? Other elements to include. Maybe there's an audio component to your press kit. Maybe there's a video component. Maybe there's another visual, maybe infographic within your press kit. There's obviously your headshot. We want to have artwork from your book if you're an author. But think about all the information that's going to help that reporter do their job. Again, it comes back to making it very, very easy. And another reason why we want to have a press kit is because we don't want to just get into one media outlet. We want to get into countless outlets. So let's say there's 27 different outlets, from print to online, TV, audio, you know, podcast and radio. We need to make sure that there is a consistent message from outlet to outlet to outlet. And if there's a consistent message in your press kit, then you're putting yourself in a great position that your message is going to be consistent in all of those other media outlets that you're working with.
Mm, love it. Fantastic. So folks, you're starting to listen. Like, you don't just write the book and say, oh, hey world, come interview me. This is really a preparation. You need to prepare and give yourself adequate time and space to make it easy to be interviewed. I totally get it. And Joel, you saw me launch Day Job to Dream Job. And what do you think I tied into? What was the big movie? Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorites.
Yeah. So what Joel is sharing is something that I don't want to bring a guest on unless I'm fine if they disagree with me. That's not a problem. But they have to have a values alignment. And one of the value alignment that Joel and I have together is that selling is serving. And if you are an author and you get on somebody's podcast or TV show or radio show and you just sell, they're never going to ask you back. It's going to blackball you. It's probably going to ruin your career. But if you get on there and you serve, and oh, by the way, strategic emphasis here, strategic mention of your lead magnet there. I mean, this can be something that can advance your career. Joel, give us some examples of people that you've seen do well. I mean, we don't need names or anything, but like you, I mentioned your bio in the beginning and you had some pretty big shows that you've helped people get on and stuff like that. How has media helped people's careers when you think of it that way?
How has it helped people's careers? Yeah. It just adds a lot more credibility. It adds to their reputation. Mm. I look at the National Runaway Safe Line, and I use them as an example a lot because I've worked with them for 12 years. But throughout the years, when I first started working with them, we got maybe, I think it was around 15 million impressions back then. Mm. Right now, they're off the charts, well over 600 million a year.
Wow.
Because we put a process and an approach in place, and right now everything's on their website. If you go to their website, they have a media room that has all kinds of great information. They're getting media coverage without even knowing it because reporters are going to their site, getting the information and inserting it in a story. So when we do our report at the end of the month, we're like, oh yeah, so and so picked up the National Runaway Switchboard. They never called us. Well, they got the information on their website. Again, go back to making it easy. So using NRS as an example, their overall awareness and credibility has risen over the years. And I guess saying that, one thing to keep in mind for all of us, this isn't a one and done proposition. It isn't a moment in time. It's steady growth. We're not running a sprint. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my presentations on the front cover is it's a highway that leads into nowhere. And there's two reasons why I have that visual image there is one, We need to have a roadmap. We need to have a plan. We need to have a direction where we're going. But number two, that highway looks like it never ends. Mm. And our communications, marketing, and PR efforts should never end. It's stuff we always have to be paying attention to.
Absolutely. I mean, I see a lot of authors make mistakes, which is, wrote the book, now I'm done. You know, right. And in other words, that was the finish line. That was the task. I completed the book. You know, Joel, that I have books now that have been out for 12 years, but especially Your Secret Name, which was 6 years ago, and Deeper Path. Well, you were just at an event this morning where, guess what I pushed? A book that came out in 2012, taught content around it, and we had, with all the views said and done, I mean, it'll be probably 2,000 views of that 4 years ago. Most authors don't think that way. But so what I hear you saying is you need to be ready. You need to have media questions. You need to have a message map. You need to have a digital press kit. For a lot of people, Joel, that's going to be overwhelming. They're going to hear this stuff and say, wow, how do I do this? What does that mean? What do we do? Talk to us. I know I challenged you a few months ago. I said, help me help our authors. and again, you've worked for Joanne Miller, who a lot of our people know, Dan Miller's wife, and Dan Miller and Joanne are fantastic, but you've helped some major players. So what have you been working on to help people?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we've been talking all around it with authors and the number of authors that have published books. So when we were talking several months ago and we were talking about this, I said, you know what? I need to create a program to help your authors. And it's called 30 Days to a Bigger Stage. And it's simply helping authors get publicity for their message and their book. And there's three levels to this program. There's just online. It's at your pace. There's several video lessons with corresponding guidebooks with assignments. The students have forever access to this material and content. That's the great thing about this. I want to make sure that people who are in this program, I'm serving them and helping them forever. So part of that is I know that this program is going to grow as the media landscape changes and grows. The content is going to be updated and change and grow right along with it. So once you're in, you're gonna experience all the changes and the value added that the media landscape is going to offer us. There's going to be access and participation then in a private Facebook group. Mm-hmm. We've already got a lot of people in that private Facebook group to share best practices, ask questions, support each other. It's a wonderful community.
Love it.
On top of that, the next level, we've got a connecting level, and it's everything that I just talked about in the online program. You get all the video lessons and the workbooks, but there's six group coaching calls. So we're doing group conversations here twice a month. All of these calls are going to be recorded. So if anybody misses or someone wants to go back and re-listen to some of the points being discussed, they can go back and do that. And I'm going to be on every single one of those calls. So you tap into my more than 20 years of experience working with media and strategic communications and just pour in and show up filled up, as you say all the time, Carrie. The next level is connecting. Everything that I just talked about, six coaching calls, but it's one-on-one with me. You have unlimited access to me for 90 days throughout that program. And again, all three levels, full access to the online material forever.
Fantastic. So what I hear, folks, check out what we're saying here. There are so many ways that you can, I'm going to be serious here, you can waste money in marketing. You can waste money in publicity. What do I mean by that? Interruption marketing. I mean, you can spend, if you want, you can spend $50,000 in a one-page spread in a magazine that no one's going to read, and you can do that. You can absolutely do that. You can spend $10,000 on Facebook ads. And again, Facebook ads that say, hey, buy my book because I'm awesome, don't work. Right? They just don't. People, yeah. It's like YouTube videos where you skip away from it. You don't want it because it's interruption. You didn't ask for it. What Joel teaches, Joel's methods, Joel's model, it works. It got me on Yahoo Finance. It's worked for Joanne Miller with many of her opportunities. I've seen him work with clients over the years. That's why I said, Joel, please come on. Please share about message maps. Please share about digital press kits. Please share about questions for media ahead of time. And some of you are going to say, love it. In fact, I want to do this. And if that's your call, fantastic. You know, I think that, what is the link, Joel? It's like joelkessel.com/Carry, K-A-R-Y.
Right.
And that's where they can see everything. They can see the self-serve model, which is, to me, that's the smartest. Like, I think the other ones are for select people. I mean, if you're going to hire Joel for 90 days, you want to have a message that you're going to crush it. You want to get on some major media, and some of you, that's fantastic. And what he's charging for that is unbelievable steal. I know most publicists that you hire require a minimum of a 33-month commitment, and it's expensive. I mean, it can be quite expensive. Joel's doing this really as a favor, as a early launch to the tribe. We consider you guys part of the tribe by being a podcast listener. But if you are planning to launch something, whether you're an author, a speaker, a business leader, if you're going to launch something in the next 24 months, even if you're not ready now, this is something where you get the self-serve, you put it in your files, and you say, fantastic, I'm going to finish my product, my business, my message, and then I'm going to engage in this 30 days to a bigger stage. Joel, it's something I've done. Real quick confession to the group. I started a VIP launch team. We call it the VIP Elixir Launch Group. It's a whole experience. And basically for 6 months, I'm adding value to those people. But I started that back in December 2015. What did I do? I reserved the domain name. I got the Facebook group. I got a logo, and that's it. And I said, I'm not going to touch it until I finish my book. Then I finished my book for 6 months. And then now I'm ready to do all this stuff. I think it's just what you're saying, Joel. It's don't stress, don't worry. Joel knows what he's talking about. How many videos you got in there? In that self-serve?
Wow. It's a video for every module. It's probably 15 to 20 different videos.
15 to 20 videos. Workbook?
Yes.
PDF?
Corresponding workbook. Like,
okay, fantastic. So this is not just, hey, watch what Joel did. This is, hey, do this exercise, follow this template, pop in your information so that time is money. You don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. So it's a proven model, a proven plan. You pop in your content, whether you're an author, coach, speaker, thought leader, and then you basically, like a step-by-step process, you follow it, and they get added to your private Facebook group.
Yep, absolutely. And so, there's where they get a lot more value there as well. I'm always sharing new content. People are asking questions, and it's just a great resource to get even more thoughts and ideas and ways to get your message out.
Fantastic. I think it's a no-brainer, and I think it's fantastic. And then if some of you say, but I want more, but I want Joel's best thinking personally on my book, fantastic. Then you got the other levels as well, joelkessel.com, J-O-E-L-K-E-S-S-E-L, right? Two S's?
Yep.
.com/K-A-R-Y. I'll put the link in the show notes. But Joel, I think this was fantastic. Any final words that you want to say to the person who might be saying, gee, I don't know. They might be saying, I'm scared of media. I want to get out there, but I'm nervous, or I don't know exactly what to say. What would be some comforting words.
You know, think about the power of media and what it can do for you, your message, your book, your product, service, whatever the case may be. I think it was Nielsen a few years ago did a study that came out, and they studied all this, you know, PR, marketing, advertising stuff. And they said expert content, credible third-party articles and reviews is the most effective source of information in impacting consumers along all stages of the purchase process. So, sure, I'm biased. This is my world that I've been living in for more than 20 years. But I believe if you start with trying to get earned media and get some placements, all of a sudden, those placements are valuable, credible, third-party endorsements for your book, your message, your product or service. Now you can take that and use it for your other marketing efforts. You know, we didn't really get into this, but the whole PESO model, paid, earned, shared, and owned media, take that media placement and pay to have more eyeballs on it. Pay, you post it on Facebook, boost, you know, pay to have it boosted, share it through all your social channels, write a blog post about that experience. There's that owned media piece. Write about it on your blog with a link back to that article. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's... I know there's an overwhelming feeling, but there is a process and approach to eliminate and remove a lot of those fears. And knowledge is power. And once you know the process, it becomes a lot simpler.
Well, and what I've realized is people don't want to go first. In other words, when I go to big fish in the industry, let's just say Joe, and I say, "Hey, Joe, I've been featured here, 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 and here." And then use that as a lead in again, not as the opening statement, but suddenly they say, "Wow, this guy, this gal has been everywhere. Why wouldn't we bring them on?" You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's powerful. And that's what book endorsements do. In other words, when you go try to find book endorsements, it's kind of similar where you just go to the first person and nobody has vouched for you yet. So they're kind of nervous. They say, "I don't want to risk my name on that author." But when you go to that author, that endorser, and you have 3, 4, 5, 6 other ones, and they're friends with them, or they know them, or they heard of them, suddenly they say, "Yeah, I'd absolutely give you an endorsement because I can vouch for those other people." So you're borrowing credibility. 30 days to a bigger stage. Again, if you guys know my teaching, I say you can build a stage, you can buy a stage, or you can borrow a stage. And it sounds like, Joel, your program is all around borrowing other people's stages, mm-hmm. through preparation, the three things. Can you say those three P words again?
Yeah, penetrate your market, plow through your fears, and prepare you to be a rock star in your industry.
There you go. I know you're also a man of integrity. Your program is 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring Joel on. And again, I'm sharing Joel for a reason. I don't think I ever have said I'm going to bring a guest on and basically, you know, it's so specific for the audience that I have. It's so important. I really haven't done that much at all, if any time ever on a podcast. But Joel's someone who I've found value over the years. He's working with key people that I love and respect, Dan and Joanne Miller. He's brought value to me personally, and we shared this on the author call the other day. And I want to say, half the authors, like almost half, immediately that while you were still on the call, got the program because it was that important for them. So, congrats to you. That shows that you've done your work, Joel, and. This thing's going to happen quick, isn't it? I mean, this thing starts pretty soon.
It starts, you know, as soon as you want to start the online program, it's up and running. Any folks who want to do the second or third level, any of the group coaching or the one-on-one coaching, those coaching sessions are going to start in September. So it's September, October, November. And those two levels, they're not going to be available starting at the end of August. So you have between now and the end of August to sign up for one of the coaching programs. And that's not going to be available until after the first of the year. Again, you can always sign up for the online program, but if you want the coaching along with it, we're going to shut that down and not open it up until next year.
Fantastic. Well, folks, this was great. I had a blast. Don't forget about the author webinar, the free author webinar on Wednesday, July 20th. Text PUBLISH, PUBLISH, to 33444. It will ask for your email. You pop in your email. It will send you the free 20-page PDF workbook that we go through on the webinar. In addition to that, I basically pull the curtain back and say, hey, out of 12 years of being in the industry, here's what you want to look out for. Here's how you'll get ripped off if you try to do your book this way. Here's how you can save money. Here's how you can have the most control. So I'm basically going to give you a massive education, just like Joel did today for us with media relations. So Joel, thank you so much. Again, that link, joelkessel.com/KARY. And people can find out about it. And Joel, thanks for being part of the Igniting Souls tribe.
Gary, I can't thank you enough for your guidance and leadership and in igniting my soul for the past 5 years. I am truly blessed to know you and be part of your tribe. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be in touch soon, folks. Talk to you later.